And it is time once again for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Jack, good morning. 68 degrees. Hope you had a great 4th of July. Maybe you're still celebrating.
It was fabulous. Just wonderful.
Excellent.
And dog days of summer are here.
let's be positive.
Exactly. I get more questions about pairing food and wine than any other subject. So I thought I would pass on some ideas for pairing food and wine that maybe people would find handy. You know, one thing, if you're having a light dish, it calls for, obviously, a light wine, and vice versa. If you're having a heavy dish, a heavy wine would follow. What you really want to follow when you're pairing wine and food is the main spice, the main ingredient of a dish. You know, chili has all sorts of ingredients, and it happens to be a pretty hard dish to pair wine with. But the main thing, of course, is that hot chili powder. And, you know, it's got beef in it and beans and onions and all sorts of stuff. So that's very important, following the main flavor ingredient or the main spice. How the dish is prepared. Cream chicken breast would be totally different than a nice big roasted chicken in the oven, and would both call for different wines. So the preparation of the dish, the unusual characteristic or lead flavor, or main spice, whatever you want to call it, those all play a role. You look for similar flavors. For example, Sauvignon Blanc goes very, very well with citrus. So if, let's say you're having lemon chicken, Sauvignon Blanc would be the go-to wine. Sweetness plays a role. That's why Vouvray's do so well at Thanksgiving. Many dishes at Thanksgiving are sweet. You know, yams are sweet, and if you put marshmallows on them, make them even sweeter, etc. And the whole Thanksgiving feast, there's a lot of sweets in there. And that's, as I say, why Chenin Blanc or the French Chenin Blanc, Vouvray, always goes so well. You want to pair with the sauce, as I said, with the cream chicken versus the roast chicken. It's the same chicken, but you're following the sauce rather than following the meat itself. So if there's no sauce at all, like a steak or something, well, then you pair the wine with the meat. As I said about chili, sometimes I think the best thing to have with chili is beer. But you can certainly have a Zinfandel with chili. I think they go pretty well together. And we've, of course, talked about Malbec going very well with barbecue or anything along those lines. And some of those southern wines from Chile, for example, their Cabernet is a much lighter Cabernet than you get from any place else. So if you want a light Cabernet, look to some place like Chile or Australia, because their cabs are lighter. And you always want to remember to pair with the food, not with the wine. If you're going to pair with wine, use cheese. All cheeses and wines go very well together, with very few exceptions. So that there are some classic combinations that I really like. For example, if you're having raw oysters, there's nothing in the world better than a good Chablis. That flintiness that comes with Chablis seems to pair perfectly with the saline qualities of oysters. So that in that particular instance, I think it's a marriage made in heaven. One thing that we get overlooked all the time is sparkling wines. Sparkling wines really do have a place at the table. They don't have to be used just for toasting or for an aperitif. They can go very, very well with food. If you don't believe me, try a potato chip with some sparkling wine and you'll see instantly how well they go together, because sparkling wines go very, very well with salty things. And, of course, nothing's much more salty than a chip. So try it. You'll be very, very surprised. And, you know, sparkling wines are made all over the world and come in all different price brackets. A good value usually is a cava from Spain. You can buy those generally for under $12 a bottle, and they're pretty good sparkling wine. You want to step up a little bit, get a Cremant from France. Those are probably $12 to $15 a bottle. And then if you really want to step up, try real champagne, which runs anywhere from $30 to hundreds of dollars a bottle. But it is really the real champagne. There is no difference with other sparkling wine. Some come close, but none of them ever, ever hit it. As I said a little while ago, Sauvignon Blanc, a great go-to wine for anything with citrus flavor. It also happens to go very well with scallops and shrimp and anything with a citrus flavor like lemon or lime or even orange. Sauvignon Blanc can go very, very well with. When you're looking for, say, Asian food like Thai, spicy Thai, try something like a Gewürztraminer from Alsace in France or a Gulltner Veltner from Austria. Austria's dry wine. They're high-acid white wines with very assertive qualities that stand up to that spicy Thai food. Another great wine that's often overlooked is Albarino from Spain. It's a Spanish white wine, and it goes extraordinarily well with paella or something like that. Albarino is a much overlooked varietal that is delicious, and be sure and get some from the Spanish Albarino. The Albarinos are experimentally grown a lot of places, and people have them, but none beat the real thing that you get from Spain. Another overlooked white wine that's very, very good with different and hot, spicy foods is Vermentino from Italy. It's a little-known white wine, but I think has a real good place in the lexicon of spicy foods. And of course, let's not forget our friend Pinot Grigio, and light fish, crab. And Pinot Grigio makes a great aperitif. If you're having a big reception or something, you can buy Pinot Grigio in magnums and serve a crowd very inexpensively, and you've got an extraordinarily nice reception wine or aperitif wine in a Pinot Grigio. Chardonnays really are better with bigger dishes that have cream and butter in them and with rich sauces. Chardonnay is a wonderful grape type, and as anybody who drinks Chardonnay knows, it comes in a jillion different flavors. It depends where the wine was grown. A good example of that is in France, where you can have a Mâcon and not 3 miles away have a Corton. A Corton is a big, bold white wine, unbelievable. Mâcon is light, fruity, etc., and they're 3 miles apart, and it's the same grape type, Chardonnay. So imagine that when you take that Chardonnay and take it to New Zealand or Australia or Chile or California or Oregon, etc., they're all going to turn out totally different. But there are obviously Chardonnay characteristics that you can follow in all these wines. An overlooked wine for any kind of spicy food, in my opinion, is Riesling. Riesling pairs so well with spices, Thai, Chinese, Indian food. Hard thing to pick. If you're having smoked pork, there's nothing better in the entire world than a Riesling with smoked pork. Or, if say, smoked fish. I think Riesling's just a marriage made in heaven with any kind of smoked fish. When you're having desserts, Asti from Italy, it's sparkling wine, just delicious. Or a Moscato from anywhere go very, very well with desserts, as do Sauternes. Sauternes is a sweet wine from the Bordeaux region. That sweet wine from there gets botrytis. When they harvest the Sauternes, the grape bunches look like bunches of raisins. So the end result is a very sweet, rich, luscious wine. We had some, as a matter of fact, on the 4th of July after dinner, and I'll tell you, it was memorable. It's so complex. I think Sauternes, a good one, well-aged, the Sauternes we happen to have was, I think, 28 years old, was one of the most complex wines you'd ever want to drink. So don't forget that. And, of course, we've talked till I'm blue in the face about rosés. But if you're having a beet salad or hors d'oeuvres, as I said about Pinot Grigio, rosé makes a fabulous aperitif. And don't forget sparkling rosés. They're a wonderful treat, too. In fact, I've noticed this summer when we have a family gathering, generally there's a rosé or two in the ice bucket to have as an aperitif. It's become that popular that I think almost everybody, even diehards, are learning that rosé isn't that sweet, sticky stuff. It really has a place in the wine lexicon and goes extremely well with food. If you're having a salad, niçoise, a rosé from someplace like Tavel could hardly be beat. And as I mentioned earlier, of course, cheese goes with everything, so you have no problems there. Viognier is one of my favorite white wines. It comes from the Rhone Valley, but they've discovered that if they plant it in the Languedoc, it's a little different. And the Languedoc rosés that come from France are absolutely awesome. There's one called La Forge, which I think may be the best Viognier I've ever tasted. Viognier is usually grown in Cordenou, which is a province in the Rhone Valley. And I'm telling you, you'll really enjoy, if you're looking for a new white wine to try, get a bottle of Viognier. I think you'll be very pleased. And let's not forget different things like Pinot Noir goes so well with poached salmon or grilled salmon. It's just great because it has earthy flavors. Chianti with pizza and pasta is perfect. And if you're buying an inexpensive Chianti, by all means, chill it. Chilled wine, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody thinks you can't chill red wine. That's nonsense. When the temperature is over 80 outside, you want to chill the red wine because it should be served, even the great wine should be served at probably 65 or 70 degrees. So chill them is absolutely fine. When you're marrying regional food, well, the regional wines go very well with it. Like Tuscany, Chianti goes very well with pasta. Burgundy, Côte d'Ivoire. You know, the Chile, the Argentinians specialize in barbecue. Maybe that's why Malbec goes so well with barbecue. Zinfandel, don't forget, it'll pair pretty well with terrine or any liver dish. Cabernets go with big red meat or lamb. Roasts and steaks and things like that. Cabernet is just perfect. Same with the Syrah varietal. Goes very well with those big red dishes like prime rib or something.
You're
like
making
that.
Us hungry again early in the morning.
But oh. I could go on. I won't. But you get the idea. The world of wine is fascinating. The world of food is fascinating. And they make wonderful partners, and it's fun to try them. And look for some that go well together. And boy, I'll tell you, you'll stick to that combination forever.
Oh, I'll tell you what, you got some great ideas as usual. Any one of the Haskell's locations will help you find just what you need.
Indeed they will. You know, the folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They can't cook the meal, but they can make the meal memorable by pairing the right wine with the right dish. There's a Haskell's near you where you can enjoy our big summer sale, which is going on now through Labor Day, in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Haskell's in downtown Excelsior. In Faribault, there's a Haskell's off of 35. Our super cellar in Maple Grove is not to be missed. On Saturday and Sunday, you can park free at our downtown Minneapolis store, Haskell's in Ridgedale, Haskell's in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where there's lots of information, and especially our 16-page summer catalog is on display.
All right, Jack. I hope, talk with you 1 week from today.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to
Thanks.
That.
Thanks. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.